It's amazing how we can come every single day. And again, God is the same. He doesn't. There's no shifting of shadows as we read about in James. Here again, the living Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So as a believer in Christ, I rejoice that my God is there, always waiting for me, always attentive, always there. I love when Jesus taught in the Gospel of Matthew that our Father knows our needs even before we ask Him. Now, we still need to ask Him. I'm glad that He knows. There's many people all around me. They don't know my needs. They don't know what's going on. But God, my Father, does. And God, your Father, in Christ, knows. So it's good. Pour out your heart. Share your needs in light of the Word of God. Pour it out before the Lord. And as an awesome Father, He can guide and direct. Well, like in Isaiah 48, He teaches us what is best and leads us in the way that we should go. Now today, we once again are going to be gripped by prophetic revelation, by what the Spirit of God has shown us in advance. God once again gives the insight way in advance. It helps us discover how the dark side works, the sequence of satanic evolution and events, of the agenda of the dark side. When you read chapter 16 in Revelation, starting in verse 10, you're going to read about the fifth angel. God, I mean, listen, in the book of Revelation, over 65 times, angels are referred to. Angels are involved in the bringing of judgment to the beast kingdom. Angels, for the sake of the believer, are sent to minister and bring protection and help us. Just read the book of Acts, and you'll see angels being sent to loose Peter from prison, open iron-barred gates so that he can get free and share the gospel. Or an angel that guides Philip in Acts 8 so that he can also preach the gospel. Again and again, angels on the side of the believers, these elect holy angels, servants of God that have never sinned. In opposition to the demons, the fallen angels and that dark side. In this context, the angel pours out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness. You see, the spiritual battle will become so demonstrative in the last days that as Antichrist and the rise of and pinnacle of demonic presence in the lives of millions and in manifestation, the entire power of globalism and the one world order and the supernatural world leader and his false prophet is as they grab global control by sheer satanic demonic force. Again, God steps in and judgment falls and plunges this beast and his kingdom into darkness. It says here, men, referring to those specifically connected to this beast kingdom, they gnaw their tongues in agony and curse the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, but they refuse to repent of what they had done. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing that those who would eventually serve the Luciferic agenda, those who would acquire demonic power and force, take the mark of the beast, worship the image, believe the false prophets' signs, wonders, counterfeit signs and wonders, and listen to the Antichrist, Homo Satanas, Satan in human skin. Their end? They still refuse to repent. Even in light of the judgments of God and doorways, they still refuse. So a sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its waters was dried up to prepare the way for the kings of the east. You see, all these battles, all these things to come involve a supranatural interaction. There is a corresponding effect in the physical realm from what is going on in the unseen spiritual realm. I think we forget how real that realm is and how they can bring effect into this realm. Now, in verse 13, God gives us massive insight into satanic ritual-type warfare. We need to understand today that real Satanists know how to conjure spirits and send them on targets. The two targets, primarily political leaders, military leaders. Is it going on now? Absolutely. Check out the Bohemian Grove. You can take a look at the conjuring of powers and the ritual that is done, how these Luciferic elitists have drawn in world leaders, presidents, kings, prime ministers, media moguls, billionaires, the wealthy military leadership, and sit them out there in that hidden wooded conclave as they observe a ritual, whether it's a mock or real, and I believe it's real, sacrifice of a human being. The powers would be sent. That's the design of the dark side. This is why they're infiltrating churches, and this is why they spend their time conjuring powers and praying. Do Satanists and the real Luciferians have prayer meetings? Well, yes, in the sense that the way it works with them is considering their targets, receiving the power of spirits, and then unleashing them through spell, through ritual warfare. They target whom they want to affect. Many millions of Christians have no idea of this kind of warfare that goes on. We're learning about doorways that we open and the world opens, but this is one of those doorways they open. Satanic ritual warfare. Verse 13. Don't forget this verse. Because what we see as the mother of all satanic rituals, what we see here is God revealing how they work behind the scenes, as they target those whom they want to influence, as they layered those who have become servants of Satan with those dark powers, how easily then ultimately it is to move them to the next dark spiritual level. Verse 13 says in Revelation 16, John says, "Then I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs." Well, those are types of ancient demon gods. They came out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. They are the spirits of demons performing miraculous signs. And they go out to the kings, political and military leaders of the whole world, to gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty. We're talking about the coming last day of human history, Revelation 19:19. Armageddon. God gives insight of Armageddon. It is called the great day of God Almighty. Old Testament prophets spoke about it, and here the clarity and the detail and the behind-the-scenes activity is already revealed. It hasn't yet occurred. We're living in 2010 right now. It is without question that this type of sending of demons, targeting their targets, goes on even now. You see, they conjure spirits, demons. They do what they need to do, whether by blood, ritual, sacrifice, and then ordering, directing, and sending the demons, who, by the way, it shows here with miraculous, they're performing miraculous signs. Armageddon will never occur without sheer supernatural miraculous force. Armageddon, the last day of fallen human history, when hundreds, maybe hundreds of millions of satanic super soldiers and the weaponry and the planetary defense weapons and all of it is gathered, as you read in Revelation 19:19. You better circle this section and put down here Revelation 19:19, because that day, Revelation 19:19, does not occur without this. Political leaders, military leaders, even now are little by little by little being fed voice-to-skull insights and ideas for technology and globalism, and layered little by little by little by this same source of demonic deception. There will be a day in which they are globally pushed over the edge. Literally, in fulfillment to Psalm chapter 2, as it says there that these kings and the nations, they're going to gather together against the Lord and against the Messiah, Jesus Christ. They're going to gather together. Notice it. Psalm 2, gather together. Psalm 2, gather together. God gave us heads up 3,000 years ago. God seeks to warn the political and military leaders even now. God seeks to warn the nations of this demonically infused globalism. Because the ultimate end of globalism, the ultimate end of world unity, the ultimate end of the Antichrist is the day of Armageddon. The day of the third attempt to kill God, to destroy God, to annihilate God. This whole issue, this whole effort, every single weapon, every single soldier, every single nation, globalisms gathered together. Read about it, Revelation 19:19, as they would aim their weapons into the sky to blast out of space the coming descent of the living Christ in that visible return. Notice again, verse 14, they're gathered together by demonic force, supernatural miraculous power, for battle, the weaponization of satanic powers. Now, in the context of Revelation 16, God speaks to believers. The Lord Jesus speaks directly into us. Verse 15, behold, I come like a thief. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes with him, so that he might not go naked and be shamefully exposed. Believers, living in the righteousness of Christ, clothed with the power of the Spirit of God, walking for the Lord Jesus Christ, don't you backslide. Don't you grow weary. You rise up. You stand. The day of the Lord is coming, and you shall see the face of your God. You shall see the face of your Savior in that new glorified body, that immortal, indestructible, eternal, glorified body. Oh, Revelation 19:11 shows you in advance. You will descend with Christ. Verse 16, don't forget this now. This is about the last day of human history. This is about today and what globalism is all about. It's not just about you and I living our day and making sure we get something to eat and stay well fed. It's about the nations. It's about the coming end of human history as we know it. And it involves the pinnacle of satanic manifestation and presence and power. It involves God's interaction and judgments on the beast kingdom and the final day. The deceived will be gathered by sheer supernatural powers and force. But something infinite is about to bring destruction to them in one day. The totality of their globalistic political and military forces. The pinnacle of satanic power, manifestation, and gathering of billions of people. It'll all end in one day. Lost people accepting Christ, their sins, the sin nature, Satan's rights, ends in one day. There's no contest when it comes to Revelation 19:19 and 20. In Revelation 16:16, in reference to the Antichrist, all the kings of globalism, political and military, economic leaders, by sheer supernatural, miraculous, demonic guidance, verse 16 says, then they gathered the kings together to the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon. Christian, Armageddon is not about nations fighting each other. Armageddon is the final day of fallen human history, where the apex, pinnacle of satanic force, power, manifestation, gathering. Does Satan know concerning the second coming of Christ? Read Revelation 19:19. How'd they know to get on the field? How'd they know to be prepared? How long did it take the Antichrist and the nations that gathered and listened? How long did it take the military leaders to develop their weaponry, their planetary defense weapons, weapons that would be shot into space? All of this military superpower, all of it is about the end game. Satan's use of humanity to seek to destroy Jesus Christ in the visible return. Well, you take a look, Revelation 19. You take a look and see who wins. You take a look and see why in Revelation 19, four great hallelujahs are given. You take a look at the infinite God, infinite Christ, as it takes just an hour, just a day to bring destruction. All the Luciferians and all the Satanists and all the globalists and all the elitists, all that they've worked for, all that they've labored for, all that they've been empowered with, will end in one day. Armageddon for them, the Luciferians, the elitists, the dark brotherhood, those who've connected with Homo Satanas. All of their hopes and dreams, all of the lies, the layered demonic lies and empowerment, the glazed over eyes, all of it. Total, complete destruction of the beast kingdom. Annihilation of the beast's power. The beast, the false prophet, thrown alive into the lake of fire. Oh, but see, we're living in the day in which military leadership all around the world is being breathed upon by the dark side. Political leaders breathed upon by the dark side. The delusion of an evolution of humanity, an evolution that leads to a globalism. All the lies and all the mirage of the New Age, all the mirage of this spiritual masquerading, and all of the battle that occurs in those last number of years that brings destruction of billions. Will finally end. You see, like Judas, when Satan enters in and there's the attempt to betray Christ the first time and kill him, Judas is left hanging, falling, spilling his guts out everywhere. Akeldama, the field of blood. Armageddon is like a global Akeldama. Armageddon is all about the everything you hear about globalism, Bilderbergers, the black flame, the black nobility, the infiltration, the rise of Luciferians, the birth and final apocalypse of Antichrist and the false prophet. Even in the pinnacle of the sum total of the powers of hell, embedded in, well, humanity that rejected the real Christ in God's mercy, grace, and love, and embraced the lie and delighted in evil. Oh, you read about it in 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 and 10. Willfully, ultimately, and with the depths of satanic powers, political, military, economic, national leaders, and the most powerful supernaturally induced military system in all of human history, by this sheer release of ritual satanic demonic spirits. Oh, they will guide them. They will guide them to slaughter. They will guide them to doom. Just like today, the demons speak, the demons get into lives and guide individuals who believed their lies, their mirage, their false promises. Christian, you stand now today saved by the blood of Jesus, the great Holy Spirit dwelling in you. You and I, the authority of God, the armor of God, the Great Commission, Christ's promise to be with us to the end of the age, and to the very day of the visible return, to when we are eventually caught up and in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, the mortal putting on immortality and we receiving those indestructible glorified bodies. Revelation 19:11 shows you in the future behind the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, safe and secure in white with sheer divine victory given by the victor Christ. Hallelujah, 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 and hallelujah again, four times. You can read about it in Revelation 19. But today, right now, this moment, is a day in which we fight for the souls of men and pray for their salvation, because God is still not willing that any perish. On that day of Armageddon, will they perish forever? Yes. Will they be separated from God forever and ever and lose their soul? Yes. The words of Jesus ring true again. What would it profit a man, a king, a military leader, anyone, an elitist, a wealthy man, if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? On the day of Armageddon, the great day of God Almighty, all of those who've spit on the grace of God, trampled the blood of Christ, and rejected him, who accepted the spirits of the New Age, the spirits of Antichrist, who embraced Satan in human skin as a light bearer and a world leader, they shall be led to the slaughter like always. Dear believer in Christ, today should be a day that shocks us, astounds us. God gives the glimpse of Armageddon. God gives the glimpse of the final day of human history. Cannot be changed. Cannot alter it. All the contingencies and all that could, should, would, all that humanity chooses, all that Satan seeks, and all that God sovereignly decides and does will be done. Armageddon. Never forget the name. It involves the right, just, just judgment of the beast kingdom and of all those who have raped the earth, listened to the lie, and stood, like God said in Psalm chapter 2, 3,000 years ago, against the Lord and against the Lord's Christ. This final act of insurrection, this side of fallen human history, shows us the futility of sin, the deception of Satan that always leads to ultimate destruction. It shows us the great redemption of God and his right to end radical evil. No more rituals, no more rape, no more sin, no more death, no more injustice, no more political, military, economic lies, no more war, no more evil. Here it is ended. Here, Christ, the Prince of Peace, your Savior, hope of the world, now enters in. In a day of, well, chillism, as the early church knew it, the millennium, the real age of peace, when Christ, the Prince of Peace, comes in and unleashes his presence and power. For 1,000 years, there is no war. There is a sovereign demonstration of all that God has said. All the prophecies shall be fulfilled. All that God has said will be shown to be infallible, irrevocable. By God's mercy and by God's grace, I would pray that you listening right now know the living Christ. By the providence of God, if a Satanist, a Luciferian, an elitist, a political leader, a military mill lab scientist would listen, the warnings of Psalm chapter 2, the insight of Revelation 16, and the end game of Revelation 19:19. This massive picture of spoken prophecy and fulfilled prophecy and how it all comes about should tell you. May God make it very clear in your life what side of the fence you now stand on. See, in that day, there's two sides of the fence. The redeemed, those who love God, those who are now given indestructible, immortal, eternal bodies, lives. See, Revelation 19:11, that's where I will be. I pray that you know the living Christ, the power of his salvation, and you are in relationship to God, because on that day of Armageddon, the great day of God Almighty, there's only two sides. Those who have taken the mark of God, the blood of Christ, the work of the Holy Spirit, redeemed now and coming down with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The other side has taken another mark. They've embraced counterfeit spirituality and the pinnacle of counterfeit Antichristos. Today is a day of salvation, and you can come to the living Christ. So I urge you to surrender your life and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Today, if you are a believer in Christ, having your day of devotion, studying the Word of God, listen, dear Christian, don't be behind in the knowledge of God. Don't be behind when you look at the world around us. Don't be clueless, because God has given the infallible, accurate picture of coming future history, even in detail. And there's a reason for it. Ultimately, for the redemption, for people to come to God. God wants people saved before these closing days. May God give you great blessing as you consider Revelation 16 and Armageddon and how humanity gets there. May you be a great, great witness of Christ, a great spiritual warrior. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net, 31 Days Ablaze.